This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
The Burn Machine, train like a boss. And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
This is MMA Nuts, episode 78.
78!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith, and this is the MMA show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
We do.
Yes, we do. What's happening? What's going on?
I don't know. Do you have the fastest 10 seconds in MMA
Not
for us
Not yet,
today?
But I will.
You will? It's coming up soon?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk real quick about
what
shit that's going down besides the UFC.
What's going down?
UFC on Fox Primetime happened today. You said you didn't see it.
I didn't see it yet. Was it the best ever?
No. I thought it was a little boring for the true MMA
oh.
fans. But given the fact that they made it kind of they wanted to show the human side of the fighters, I think, for the average customer.
To show it's not cockfighting?
Right.
It's not human cockfighting? These guys aren't payrolled. No. They're like payrolled. Paroled out of jail.
Paroled out of jail. Here's some money. Get out of jail.
All that shit.
No. And I think they spent a lot of time showing the background of these guys, their families, how you know they're such warriors. But when they
their
go
parents
home,
are putting
big
cigarettes
dog.
Out on them.
No, I don't think either one had a rough childhood in that respect. It was more like they were poor, no money. You know, so no abuses.
They haven't lived then.
As far as they showed, but Yeah, I mean, it was an hour long, and I thought for the first try,
yeah,
not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll see more. One thing I will tell you is we talked about this, the over-under at $6 million before. Mm-hmm. Every commercial almost between all the NFL games today, UFC on Fox.
Nice.
UFC
I
on Fox.
I said seven
UFC
before, right?
Did you say seven?
I think I said
I don't
seven.
Know what you said. Okay. Forgot. You said it would go seven or plus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be huge.
It should be.
Happening, was it November 12th?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
It's a little bit of weight on those guys' shoulders. I'm sure they'll deliver.
They got to do something exciting. So.
No pressure.
Right.
They'll have the best fight ever.
They
gotta
better.
It's got to be Forrest Griffin, Stephen Bonner-esque.
Of the...
Where you're driving enough excitement to create a revolution, if you will.
Well, they had that, and that kind of drove the sport back then into mm-hmm. what it is now. And could these two guys now...
They need to do it, yeah.
Take it to the next level?
Uh-huh.
Is that possible?
Another level. I mean, if you put on a hell of a fight, it's going to take it to another level.
Yeah, because it's on a Saturday. I think they're going to have a college. I still don't know what's going to be on before that. Probably college football maybe or something. So that could draw.
Maybe some midget dresses and Oompa Loompas playing hacky sack.
Mm-hmm.
That could be entertaining.
I would watch that. As long as they were wearing sombreros.
Sweet. Then randomly kicking them in the balls.
Yeah.
Sneak up on them from behind.
Absolutely.
That's just me.
Horrible, like a punt.
Yeah, but you got to say punter when you do it.
Punter
or punt team. Hooka!
Crazy. What else is there?
Go.
Damian Maia.
Yeah.
Calling out Jake Shields.
Aren't they in different weight classes?
No, I think Shields is moving up back to where he probably belongs, and Maia wants a piece of that action.
You're gonna say a piece of that ass, if you will.
Well, whatever. I mean, I think they're both great grapplers. That would be an interesting... Both great grapplers with not the best striking. So
yeah, I like Maia on that.
I do, too. The ground game would definitely be interesting in that fight.
Yeah, I'd say Maia, good... I don't want to talk too much about it, but I think his stand-ups is much better than Jake Shields.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you all right over there?
Got a little hole in my leg.
It's all good if you're agave, wheat, death, beer. There's your sombrero. Hey, look at that.
I didn't even notice that. That there's a skull on my beard with a sombrero. It's agave wheat, made with agave nectar, and it's unfiltered. So
it's like a warning sign for me. You ever see like when you were a kid and you put those poison stickers on things? You know, don't drink this.
Maybe this is what's killing my stomach the last couple of days. It tastes damn good though. It's made in Colorado.
Yeah, maybe you're celiac and you need to avoid gluten.
This is like straight gluten.
Yeah, that's why it's telling me the death
it's
sombrero.
It's unfiltered too, so it's like, you will die.
Maybe just it being in the room, I think I'm starting to sweat. Fuck.
And that's about it for news, I think, for things that we found interesting this week.
Yeah.
So, should we talk about UFC 137?
Was it the best card of the year like I thought it would be?
No. No. It wasn't. We had a couple of good Facebook fights. We had some good undercard fights.
I think the undercard fights...
I'm sorry, the spike card fights.
Yeah, the spike preliminary fights were probably... It should have been on the main card.
Maybe.
It seems like you're getting a couple of the fights that are main card quality, but they're putting on the prelims so that they kind of lure you into the pay-per-view.
Yep.
But, like, I don't get the same feel when we're watching that. It's because I'm like,
Yeah.
I guess it was the tape delay because it was recording. Oh, we were watching that.
Yeah. Well, Dennis Siver and Cerrone put on a good battle, and it was going, I think it was going well for both guys until...
Take that.
Oh, you got the slide. Nice. Until Siver takes an ill leg to the face.
Yeah.
That stumbled him, staggered him, couldn't get his feet underneath him.
No, he went like one way and then he overcompensated and started falling the other way. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, what happened? Yeah, it looked like he was surprised that his legs weren't working.
Jacked up, and there was a big height reach disadvantage there.
Yeah, and after that, it was pretty much over, I think.
Yeah, and then there was another time where the same thing, where he like he got jacked, and he overcompensated one way, went the other way, went down, and then Cerrone fucking jumped on him, took his back.
Choked him out.
Pinned that arm. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can fault the ground game of Siver, but when you're basically almost knocked out.
You get rocked. Anybody could choke anybody out.
Right. So it was a fight that was dear to my heart. I'm a big Dennis Siver fan. Unfortunately, he loses yet again.
This is what we talk about. We make these weird matchups for these 55ers.
Yep.
And then you have a fight. You know, it was a close fight. I'm not going to say it's one he should have won, but when he was on pace to get a title shot, this didn't seem like the natural progression of a fight for him.
Right.
So
too many guys in that weight division. They don't know what to do with all these guys. Yeah. So they're just letting them fight it out. So.
And with that, Cerrone gets sub of the night.
Ooh.
Penn Diaz fight of the night, and Bart
Palaszewski.
Thank you, KO of the night.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he knocked out Tyson Griffin pretty brutally too.
A bunch of hooks and whatnot.
I mean, I don't know what Griffin's doing. I think it might be
missing
time
weight.
He did miss weight. Maybe that was a factor when you get hit like that. You know, if your cardio's not there, maybe that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take as much punishment if you have.
Oh, and he's lost four of his last five now.
Yeah. And he's moved down in weight class, so it's like, I don't know what to do with this guy. Maybe he's only 27. Seems too young to be old.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he needs to take a break, work on some skills, and get his head back, and then try to make a run at it again. I don't know. I mean, what to do with him? It seems like smart money says he's probably likely to get cut, I think.
Probably.
But maybe not. 145? Do they have a lot of guys down there? I don't know. It seems like...
Still pretty light.
Sketchy. So... Well, isn't Ultimate Fighter, a lot of those guys are probably going to be working their way
into the mix, trying to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
True that.
So that was a spike card. And then on the main card, we had a couple of fights we didn't even talk about. You had the Hatsui Yoki versus George Roop and Scott Jorgensen versus Jeff Curran.
Do you want to talk about them now? Because there was a reason we didn't talk about them in the first place.
Well, I just want to say that.
Go ahead.
That's why. As you see.
Is that funny or not?
It is funny.
It's kind of ironic.
No disrespect, but there was like two fights of just not much activity. It seemed like it was back and forth, but it just, I don't know, those guys never got it going on either side. Curran doesn't seem, you know, I don't know. Curran didn't look the greatest, I didn't think.
He's getting up there in age, and it always seems that he has tough fights, but he's never quite able to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
Close, but doesn't get it.
Yeah, and Jorgensen's no slouch. I mean, that guy's tough. He's fought for the belt before. You know, he's been in the mix. So, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough fight, but we didn't talk about him. But Hyoki's one to watch. I do like that guy. I've seen a few of his fights on YouTube from... Mm-hmm. Overseas, and he's pretty exciting. I don't know, maybe, I think it was his first fight in the UFC, wasn't it? So he had the jitters, maybe? He didn't quite perform.
He had something at the post-fight press conference. You need to get that guy a fucking translator and have him fucking translate, because he was trying to, credit him for attempting to talk English, but he wouldn't answer the fucking question.
Right.
They're asking him, hey, was that a tough fight for you? And he's like, yeah, I like spaghetti. Whatever he said had nothing to do with what they were asking him, but...
Well, the language barrier sometimes.
That's a motherfucker at times. That's all I'm saying.
And then, of course, we had the, consider the start of the main card last night, which was... Right.
I told you.
That picture does not...
You know, we were joking around about, you know, we should draw the six-pack. Whoa. You see that? Draw the six-pack on him. Are you all right?
I just opened this. I'm sorry.
He's just trying to kill me. He's literally pouring beer that I can't drink all over my fucking sweet room.
No, it just is a little bit of
fun. It doesn't matter.
Sorry about that.
It's all good. But, yeah. So, Johnny Roy Nelson over here with the... Look at six. I need a teleprompter, like football, where they draw.
Good for the LCD screen.
Don't worry, I got a degausser. It'll all work out in the end. We need one of those so I could draw on them and shit. I'm going to work on that.
Draw
on them? A little tablet that's dialed in, and I can make plays like when you watch football and they draw little things like, this play, he did this, and that.
You could do it with the iPad. I think you just need to get the HDMI hookup so it would display on the behind you.
I want it. I'm going to fucking do it. And I could draw the six pack on him. And I could edit out his facial hair or draw more on, whatever it takes.
He was rocking the sand.
Oh, my God. That may have been the most epic beer in MMA.
I can't recall.
It's pretty up there.
Who has a bigger beard than that?
Brock had a pretty sweet one. Evan Tanner had a pretty epic one. But I think Nelson takes the cake with that one. There was nothing like it. He was hiding out his newfound body. Comes into the weigh-in in a fat man suit, mm-hmm. weighing in at 252. So in reality, he probably was in the 240s. That was the leanest I've seen Nelson in... How many years do you want to throw in?
Since he probably grappled Frank Mir back like 10 years ago.
Yeah. That was pretty impressive. Good to see him fucking, not saying he didn't take it serious in the past, but show up, had some definition in his back. His tits went down from like a D cup to a small C. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, the belly was reduced.
Yeah.
He looked like he was in good shape. And he looked good in this fight, I thought. He nailed Krokop with a bunch of...
Hit him with a lot of shots.
Jacked Krokop a lot. I mean, there was a couple times where I was like, oh, Krokop, you know, might be going down. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, he stood in there. You got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Mirko, you know, looked pretty good at times.
But... Right. And then in the second round, he crucifixed him. And then did his standard, you know, rain down shots. Why he didn't elbow, I don't know. I'd like to see elbows rain down. Bloody fury, flurry, whatever.
Yeah.
And then third round ends up dropping him. And Krokop's just face down, ass up. And...
Finished him.
A couple more shots.
Ref steps in.
Who was that? Mazzagatti in there at the time? I don't remember.
No, that was the chick. Kim, whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
Which I found weird.
I don't know anymore.
I think so. It might be. One of these fights, was there? No, it was the Mitrione Kanga one, I think. She was the ref for one of those two, which I thought weird to put a skinny woman in there.
Against some big dude.
You're going to stop one of these guys from hitting the other guy? Come on.
And then what was up with, after the fight, we were talking about this, where Krokop... was sitting there and they're wrapping up all the fights after it's all done, and they keep showing Krokop. He keeps
twitching.
Looks like he's getting a fucking knobber, man, because all you see him is from the waist up. Yeah. He keeps doing shit.
Yeah, and that was really awkward. I don't know what that was about.
No, and then Krokop retires.
He does retire.
That's it. Is that the way to go out?
This is his last fight on his contract.
It's tough. I mean, he's 37, 38.
Yep. He looked in good shape. You even said he looked bigger than he has in previous.
And I just thought it was weird, too, when they put up the stats, like, pre-fight of what this guy's good at, what he's known for. They put up, like, 2006 Grand Prix champion. I'm like, that was 5 fucking years ago, and we're still talking about it. Or that's still one of his things. So
yeah.
If it was 3 years ago, it might be relevant, but fuck. It's tough to be old and keep fighting.
It just kind of passed him by. I mean, he was good at one thing. And a lot of times you see these athletes, too, when you lose your explosiveness and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, your power is still there, but you're not as explosive, so he's not able to get that kickoff.
Well, he never really got the kicks off.
Yeah.
The only time he really did, I think, in the UFC was against Pat Barry. And it was more of because Barry was not like he's letting him, but kind of just like, let's spar, right?
Yep.
Let's throw some kicks.
Yeah, and he threw maybe one or two kicks in this fight. Did he throw any?
He threw a few.
Did he? Okay. I mean, I thought he should have thrown more, especially if Nelson's right hand was that dangerous. I mean, you could have kind of thrown some kicks.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that and not.
Well, he might have been respecting the ground game of Nelson as to not wanting to get taken down. So.
Maybe, and he got taken down
mm-hmm.
and
a couple times.
So, but that leads to the question.
What's that?
What is next for Mr. Roy Nelson, which he did shave off his beard immediately after the fight. He looks 10 years younger from this photo. It's ridiculous. He looks so young. He's like skinny face, you know, no beard.
He had like a three-piece suit on, a little like cheesy-ass mustache going.
I think he's playing the game. Like Dana probably talked to him and he's like, all right, fucker, I'm going to get skinny and start wearing suits. And, you know, you want me to do that? Let me play along.
He said he wanted a fucking title shot too.
He called out,
I'm getting too old for this shit. Like, yeah, title shot, no, but I think you had a good one. Who'd you pick for him?
Well, the next fight, I think Congo would be a great match. I don't think he's ready for loser of like Dos Santos Velasquez, because I think the winner of Brock Overeem should get the winner and the loser should get the loser. So.
Yeah, what he just said only more.
You know what I mean?
No.
Those four guys that are fighting, the heavyweight guys, Kane and Dos Santos and Overeem and Lesnar,
yeah,
those four guys should be fighting each other next, whatever happens. So the loser gets the loser, the winner gets the winner, and then you kind of have a ranking system from there. So it probably still doesn't make sense. That's where it'd be come in handy right now. I could draw like
map it out for me. See?
So. But
We're going to technology. Okay. We're going to get some more technology.
Technology it up. But yeah, Congo would be awesome, which kind of brings us to the Congo Mitrione fight. Did this go the way you expected?
I thought this was fight of the night. I don't know what anybody else is talking about. I can't even see that with a straight face. What was that first round? Like, literally, there was so much feeling out. It was, oh my God. This is one of those ones where you get irritated. I got irritated that first round.
Spent 3 minutes dancing around.
Yeah, let's not throw punches. Let's just, you know, la 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 la. A little bit of engagement, but I still don't understand. Like, I thought for sure, like, the first round, barn burner. And Mitrione still, he's getting that habit of, like, pulling on his shorts.
Playing around.
Hands down at his waist, chin wet right up. It's not a good way to be a heavyweight.
Yeah, Congo was jacking him with the leg kicks, chopping him down.
Checked a couple here and there, but
he did. But he took a lot of them too. I think that kind of took the spring out of his step by the third round.
It was just a really awkward fight.
Yep.
And I don't know who's at fault there. Did they both come in and with too much respect for each other? Congo said he was sick and not 100% in the post-fight press conference. So maybe that added to something, but. Just seemed like you had two guys that usually put on pretty exciting fights and looking for fireworks. They just didn't get it this time.
Dropping goose eggs. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. You were right. I thought you were right. When it started, I was getting excited. I'm like, this is going to be good.
Yeah, like some shit's going to go down. Like, let's get some Pat Barry, Chuck Congo shit.
Nope.
Not this time.
No. So, Mitrione, do you think we'll get a mix-up fight? What do you think will come for this guy? Do you think Congo has a good matchup with Roy Nelson? Are you seeing him fighting
anybody
else?
Mike Russo is still out there without an opponent, so I'm not sure where he fits in. But he has not lost since he's been in the UFC.
Good point.
And he needs to fight somebody that's top 10. And
that's not smoking marijuana.
Yeah. Dave Herman was not top 10, but I don't know if Congo is, and I don't know if Nelson is. But I wouldn't mind seeing him fight either of those guys if those two don't fight each other. As far as Mitrione, I don't know where you put him right now.
Stefan Struve.
This was kind of like the measuring stick for him to see Congo, not necessarily the gatekeeper, maybe the upper tier kind of gatekeeper. Struve?
Yeah. Maybe.
Could be.
You know?
It's so thin in the heavyweight division. It's like, who else are you going to, unless you're going to have him fight Pat Barry right now and do friend against friend.
No, I think it's not necessary.
You don't need to do that fight.
Yeah.
Unless of them had the title, but.
Yeah. There's enough, they're both in the same mix where they don't really need to fight each other. It'd be a pointless fight. Unless they were trying to get rid of one of them. So, I don't think the UFC wants to get rid of Pat Barry.
Not really.
Yeah. So.
He's got a good personality. Mitrione's fucking crazy. He's still out there smiling and grinning as he's getting kneed in the balls. You know, he doesn't care.
Yeah, and that will, of course, bring us to, this might be the shortest show ever, sponsors.
It's all good.
We have MMAHQ.com, the world's best daily deal site. following the latest fighters, trends, and brands. They strive to sell one item per day until it's sold out, beginning at what time Eastern?
9?
11.
I keep saying 9.
11 Eastern.
9.
9 Mountain.
Mountain. I'm going to just go
Central
Mountain.
10 Central and 8 o'clock Pacific. And the deals do go quickly, so if you're looking for things, you wherever
get
you
on that shit, buy now, buy fast.
Yep. You probably got an hour or two sometimes.
It's already sold out. You missed it.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's like the Wudoff. It just goes. Yeah. Boom. Check them out, MMA HQ or BJJ HQ, their jiu-jitsu website. That's a sister of their main site. And, of course...
I'm not saying anything. There you go. No. Nothing.
Of course, we have the new sponsor.
Yeah.
The Burn Machine.
Oh! Should I be burning it out?
Burn it out.
Oh, my God.
Where you can
I haven't been training cardio like last week.
That's it right there. That's the 12-pounder. It's the 12-pound speed bag. It comes in this.
Should I be going fast or like medium pace?
It comes with DVDs, slow. CDs. It comes with a badass poster you can hang on your workout room, or you can have your asymmetrical and symmetrical workouts. You can burn shit up. And you should check them out, theburnmachine.com. Definitely cool. We are going to be giving away some of these starting next month. Right? Are
maybe.
You still burning?
I'm working.
Are you
it.
Feeling the burn?
I'm burning.
Okay.
Burn it to earn it or something. What's the phrase?
Hold on.
Turn it to burn it. Burn it to earn it.
Good. Nice. Pulling it out of his brain.
Somewhere.
And of course we have BetDSI.com, where you can bet on MMA and save
20%.
Yes.
Off of all your...
Oh, no, he closed his laptop. You can also bet on other things there, like football, which is hot right now, of course, with the NFL.
Is it?
My Lions.
How about the NBA? Can you bet on that?
No.
So sorry.
You know what? There's no what? NBA, and I don't think anyone cares.
I haven't really.
A person say shit to me about it, say, man, I wish they would play basketball. No one cares.
Ever since Jordan left the Bulls, I have not watched, like, a NBA game.
Well, you know, the Pistons were good like, a couple years back, and then they kind of slid. So that was awesome. But
you and your fucking Detroit. This is the weirdest
Detroit.
Thing. It's like we got Chicago and Detroit.
Detroit! Lions! They killed. They killed today. I think they scored, what did they score, 50 points? I forgot, 40-something? 40-something to 3 or some shit. When have you seen the Lions do that in the last 10 years? Crazy.
Yeah, didn't they go like a undefeated? Or wait. No, they didn't
16.
Win any games.
Yeah, that was a couple years
season.
Ago. That was the year my son was born, so maybe it was his fault. I don't know.
You jinxed him?
I jinxed him. Maybe he'll play for the Lions. But they're on fire, and so is BetDSI.com. You should check out their website.
Go right back into it.
I do. And that, of course, will bring us into...
What?
The fight of the night on this card. Do you think it was fight of the night?
It was pretty fucking entertaining because you had two guys that just wanted to scrap, and that's what they did.
They went to war. Didn't they?
They did. They sure looked like it afterwards.
They were both beat
fuck,
up.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Penn's left eye, Diaz's right eye.
Left eye, right eye. Yeah, well, yeah. I forgot which one. Penn looked really messed up. Like
he couldn't see out of his eye. It was so swollen up. It looked tight.
And when was the last time
that was a box? You'd want to hit that all day.
I can't take it there.
All right, good. Don't do it.
BJ is like probably my favorite fighter that's currently active. And I have never, since I recall, ever seen him that beat up.
Why keep retiring your fighters?
And it's because maybe it's the
yeah, I think you're literally jinxing them. See, my guys are still current.
Mm. Well, you gave this guy like almost, you know, life-threatening illness.
But he comes back.
He's
twice.
Back.
He doesn't give a fuck. He's tough as nails.
Yeah. Well, so is Penn. I mean, let's talk about how this fight went
credit
down.
Credit him.
It
kind of
started how I expected it to. BJ came out with good boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was getting the better of Diaz for the first part of the first round.
Yeah, you could have given him the first round to Penn.
Yeah. I mean, he was really working it, working his range, getting in there.
Yeah.
And something happened in between the first and the second.
Diaz turned it on. And
yep.
Penn, I think it was he started working the body so much that Diaz was working the body that it just sapped his cardio out.
Yeah.
Fucking just turned it on. And then you didn't see Penn slipping as much as he used to. And he just was catching every punch with his face. Like, I wanted to see, I wish I would have had that stat, like, what was the percentage of punches thrown and landed for Diaz in the second and third rounds? Because it looked like it was at least 50%, if not higher. That was the most I've ever seen BJ hit in the face standing up.
Yeah, that's why he was so beat up. Yeah. I think I've never seen him that bad.
Mm-mm.
So you were mentioning that the GSP fight, but I went back and looked at photos online, and he was kind of beat up, but it was just cuts. It was not like, I mean, he looked like he got hit by a bus after the fight. So, and apparently he broke his hand at some point in the fight, too. His right hand is broken. So I'm not saying that affected things as much as it probably did. Of course, there has an effect on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Diaz worked the game plan, works the body, works the head, works the body, and then the cardio. I mean, the man is just ridiculous.
He just throws that pace on you, man.
Can't stop it. So, I forgot what it was. Another train of thought.
So did I. So it's great.
BJ retires in the
maybe.
In the post-fight press conference, then they say he's not going to retire and he may move down to 155. Diaz offers him to come train with him at 209. He says he will personally train him for his next fight and make him a contender at 155 again, with give him better cardio, whatever else.
I don't like Penn at 55. Stay at 70.
I do. I mean, you really don't? I mean, that's where he's had his most success in his career. I know he's getting up there in age.
He's too... His speed, like you saw that against Edgar, he couldn't keep up with his speed. And I think the lighter weight guys are quicker, and they'll have more
but
trouble.
But only Edgar, I think, at 155 has that crazy speed. I can't name another guy who's that fast. Maybe, I don't even know. I mean, is there anyone that fast at 155 that you can think of?
I would say everybody.
Everyone.
Cerrone.
Yeah, Cerrone's pretty quick, yeah. I mean, that would be an interesting matchup, boxer versus Thai boxer, but...
But he's only going to fight... Who else does he fight down there? That's BJ. The thing. He can't... Well, he's not going to own the title if Edgar continues to hold it.
No. No, you got to give him a big-name fighter down there.
He should move up to heavyweight.
Oh, Jesus. He could fight Roy Nelson, right?
Maybe.
And then Nick Diaz, in the post-fight press conferences, calls GSP a pussy, basically, and says he's ducking everybody.
Yeah, you see, like, in the interview with Rogan, he said he's hurt and, what, he faked an injury so he wouldn't have to fight me and this and that. And also in
Did he say, where are you, motherfucker? Is that what he said?
He might have. I don't know.
Something along those lines.
I just thought it was curious that GSP didn't go into the cage to assert himself. Yeah, he just did this, whatever that means.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Questionable. That's all I'm going to say. Questionable.
There's a lot of signals going on here.
There were.
Shit's under the radar.
Exactly. Way under the radar.
Okay.
Almost in the closet, if you will. But Diaz said he wasn't 100%. He wasn't fucking motivated for this fight. He didn't want this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then all this other negatory comments and whatnot about his training partners not getting paid, blah, blah, blah.
Was that the weirdest press conference ever?
It was just so fucking awkward, man. I was trying to skip through. Like, you didn't have anybody that had anything funny, or it was just such an awkward vibe.
It's because of him, I think. He shouldn't be allowed to speak that way. He really shouldn't.
Just give him a cue card and say, here's what you need to say.
He's probably cool as hell to hang out with. But you put him in that setting, I think he's got
that's not his
mental
thing.
Diarrhea. He just keeps talking and talking.
Well, he did say something nice when he was talking about how GSP is a role model. I respect him. I wish I could be that guy where I was the role model and I was respected. But basically, you need the bad boy, and that's who I am.
Oh, so he's playing the wounded,
he's playing the card. Victim, right.
Bad boy, misunderstood.
But I think what you said, right? Did I hear you right? Did you say he gets the next title shot?
He does. They're going to make... Come on, man. The crowd was going crazy when he was talking shit in the cage. Dana's not stupid. Why would he let GS... could be the biggest fight in UFC history.
They're fucking cardio machines, so make it 7 rounds.
And this might be the first guy that people really believe has an answer for GSP.
I don't know if I go that far. If he had takedown defense, I'd be there all day.
I don't know that
you.
He needs it with his ground game. It's that good. I mean, we can discuss it it's Super Bowl weekend. I think.
So we're going to get these fights then. We're going to get GSP, Nick Diaz, and then Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen.
Maybe.
Put those both on the same card. Let's blow this shit up.
They're saying Condit will fight on that card too.
Awesome. I don't care. Have him fight anybody.
Josh Koscheck.
Fine. Done. Sold.
I don't know. Your boy, Thiago Alves. Wasn't Alves on this card? Did I miss that? I thought I saw that.
Yeah, he was.
Did he win?
Oh, wait, he was on that one. Watch how I do this. He was on that one.
He's not on this card.
38.
Maybe he's on the next one. He's on the next one.
Yeah.
England one.
I don't know.
I'm lost.
I just say yes, no. I pretend like I know what's going on. Yeah. Sometimes I go, no.
Yep. So on a rating scale of 1 to 10.
That's a solid 4.
The card?
Oh, wait. The main event fight was a 5. And then, let's see, the first two fights, no good.
Do we count the spike fights?
Well, that's what I'm trying to equate in to the overall. I didn't get to see any of the Facebook fights, so
5.5.
Down from my original 9.
Okay.
You can't win every time.
Can't disagree with that 5.5 rating. I think that's pretty darn close.
That's pretty solid, I think.
It was saved and by the main event.
Well, I was going to say, it was saved by me being able to see the Cerrone-Seaver fight and the Bart versus Tyson fight. Yeah. I think those two elevated it. I wish they were on the main card.
Bart, what? What's his last name?
You said it. Palaszewski.
There you go.
Take that, bitch. Nice. Take it.
It's probably wrong, too.
Thanks. No. Yeah, dick. No, he tells me.
It should be right. It's Polish.
You got it right.
Yeah.
It's like sausage, right?
What is?
Kielbasa?
What about... That sounds good right now.
I'm just like, I just do is kielbasa. Say a couple keywords.
Fuck yeah. I eat some
grass-fed.
Polish people know how to cook some sausage, that's for sure.
They probably know how to take it, too.
Maybe.
The Polish women.
The women probably, well.
They like the clean house.
They do?
I don't know.
Are you stereotyping on this show?
Never. God. I'm just saying. I thought they liked housekeeping.
That is a common, in Chicago,
isn't it?
Anyways,
like, didn't they used to come in and, not nannies, but like house cleaners, right? What do they call those? Cleaning ladies?
Housekeepers?
Yeah.
In Chicago, there's a big Polish population, which is why, you know, I love their cuisine, obviously. It's close to my heritage. It's all in the same family over there as far as how they eat, you know.
Is sauerkraut Polish?
No, it's German. Meat and potatoes, but they do make sauerkraut, Polish culture. See? They're all related.
I'm down with sauerkraut.
Those European countries, they're all making the same versions
of the
same
bushes.
Yeah. Harry Bush.
I don't know. is he Jesus? What?
In the Chicago area, there are a lot of Polish cleaning.
I thought you were going to say big bushes.
Probably that too.
Hey, got to keep warm. It gets cold as fuck out here.
Yep, that's why we eat so hearty and drink our beers.
That's right.
All right, so let's get to some viewer mail.
Yeah, moving right along.
I've been liking this Facebook thing. We do get emails still, which I'm too lazy to check sometimes. So
yeah.
There's a lot of Facebook questions.
Go ahead. I'm fresh as the day is long.
There's a lot of what the hell was Nick Diaz talking about in the post-fight press conference? I think people are confused.
Well, like Ingo said, he probably shouldn't speak at the post-fight press conference.
No.
Maybe they should just put, like, you know how we have that cardboard cutout of Keith Jardine who sits over there and eyeballs us with an open mouth?
Yeah.
Maybe they should have a Nick Diaz one.
Oh, good idea.
Sit there and just put some stand-up comic behind there that he
can answer for him.
Shit, not intelligently, but comically and positively.
Yeah. 209! That's all he says the whole time.
That's what he should say. It's like, San Dimas football rules!
Bill and Ted's?
Yeah.
That's an old-ass movie, man.
But, hey, when you need to fire up the crowd, you just say your one catchphrase, and it's all gravy.
Yeah, like rock stars. They just say the name of the city, and the crowd goes crazy all of a sudden.
Hell, yeah. You got to know where you're at.
What's up, Chicago? Woo! Comics do that shit, too. I've noticed, like, I used to watch a lot of comedy in Detroit, and these guys roll through town, and they pick a highway, and they bring that shit up in the middle of, like, to get the crowd started, and then people go crazy, and they talk about the traffic or whatever. It's just kind of, like, stupid shit.
Well, you
like,
know what they do, too, is they talk to people in the crowd before the show just so they can get, like, answer some basic questions and understand, oh, this is what's popular here, this is what's popular, and then they'll incorporate that into the act to get the bigger applause.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where did you learn this?
I don't know. Somewhere.
Did you want it? Yeah, I've always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I'm not that funny, but I think you can go to class for it.
You can go to class.
And learn, like, the trade.
That's right.
I figure I'm not old enough. I'm due after 40, you know, when I've had more experience in life. That's my goal.
It's all great.
But, okay, so Max, our friend Max from Germany,
yeah,
who's still around. And Max, I think, as a matter of fact, I might have to send you some of this. So if you're watching, email me. This is good. You probably will like this. Just wheat beer. He wanted to know, what do we think is next for Dennis Seaver? Obviously, he's very upset about the loss. He feels like Dennis's ground game puts him at a disadvantage at 155.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, you didn't see his ground game. He got rocked. So when this hit the ground.
He got rocked so early and never came back from that. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great question. I'm not sure what to tell you there. I like Dennis versus just about anybody at 155 because he's such a scrappy dude. But who I would put him against, I really don't know. Do you have anybody that...
Well, I'm pulling up who he's fought, and I know he fought this guy, and I know it was a while ago, and he has a win over him, and they're both coming off of losses.
Who be this?
Who?
Who be this?
Yeah.
Who Melvin, be doobie-doo?
Well,
Melvin Guillard? Guillard beat him, I think.
Yeah, Melvin beat him.
I'd like to see that fight again.
But they had talked about that. About he wanted to scrap him again, and Melvin's coming off a tough loss.
Yep.
Dennis is coming off a tough loss.
They could go at it.
Yeah. You're not going to play on the ground, I don't
BJ
think.
BJ Penn!
Both of those guys are going to scrap it out. I'd kind of like to see that.
Okay. I'm on board with that. Why not?
Done.
Done. Thanks, Max, for the question. All right. Let's see. Hang on.
What were his scores for that fight, or this card, anyway?
Well, I don't know. I think I did okay.
Is it right there, right there, and right there?
Maybe, if I remember to edit it in, because it's so late in the show.
He's
not
already forgot. Just throw it up randomly.
It's just being
it's like, what the fuck, scores are up. Yes, I'll make a note. We got to have a wheel of death. It's done. I'm working on it.
Okay. You have so many good ideas.
I'm going to start implementing them all. You just watch. Luckily, I've written down so much shit in my phone of shit that needs to happen.
Yeah.
That can happen now.
It can happen. Nice.
I don't know. For some reason, I just feel this week I'm going to have a lot of free time. I'm going to make some shit happen.
I would love to see it. All right. Keith Farrell has a shitload of questions.
Pick a good one.
All right, man, there's a lot of stuff. Hold on. Well, here's a good one. He wants to know if we think Nick Diaz's bad guy persona is more of an act than anything else. Because
no, I don't think it is.
You think he's really...
I think he's fucking crazy, man. Look at all... Like, how many fights has this guy been in out of, like, the regular fighting environment? I mean, he jumps mayhem. He's fought Joe Riggs in the hospital a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Guy's scrapping at the drop of a hat. And even in this post-fight press conference, he's talking about, like, the people in BJ Penn's corner and his trainers and managers all giving him dirty looks. He's like, what the fuck? You're giving me dirty looks. You're giving me the eye and, like, taking it personal like he wants to get his fight on. Like, the world isn't against you. But he thinks it is.
Right.
So, yes. And how about his interview you were telling me with, like, Ariel Helwani? Like, was that
25 fucking minutes? When have you seen an interview that goes 20? This is like them standing, you know, they're usually 5 or 7 minutes,
right?
It's like in that range. 25. I was like, dude, I can't watch this. And I left
it
on. I went to take a piss and I came back. I'm like, it's still on.
Was it awkward?
It's the same thing as a press conference. It's just weird. He just kind of, he never looks at the camera. He's always like,
but you know, unless you talk to him about triathlons.
Maybe they should start.
Because remember, I think Helwani was the guy who was interviewing him.
He got all
excited. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, that's something positive in his life. Fighting, for whatever reason, doesn't like it. It's this negative emotion. He's really fucking good at it, but it just brings out, like, the worst.
Is it a matter of, like, you know how everyone hates their job? Like, that's his job is fighting. So triathlete is, like, his fun thing.
Fighting. But there's not enough money in it. That's the problem.
So fighting he likes.
Yes, because he can get more money.
I mean,
money.
He doesn't like, but he does it because he gets paid.
Yes.
It's like his punch clock. So he hates talking about it. Pisses
maybe
him
that's
off.
A perfect analogy.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But he's damn good at it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard not to do it if you're that good.
And he makes it entertaining. He's not one of these guys that just goes out and fucking point fights. Puts himself at risk to make it entertaining and wins.
Yeah, who said that? Joe Rogan said that? Somebody said something when he was coming out. Like, I think it was Rogan. It was like, Diaz doesn't come to point you. He comes to fight you.
Yep.
He's going to fight you every time.
He is a fighter.
Yeah. So that's first. Why people like him, you know? He's polarizing, yeah, as you always like.
I was talking to my brother today. He's like, what do you think about this Diaz character? I'm like, as a fighter, I think he's a hell of a fucking fighter.
Yep.
As a person, that's a whole nother story.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
I think he's slightly sociopathic, maybe, a little bit out there. But like I said, he needs somebody to, like, shut him down when he starts talking. So
he needs a handler, if you will.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you need that cardboard cutout. That'll take care of all your problems.
All right. Keith has one more. Well, he has 7 questions, but there's one good one in there. I think we can both touch on this.
Go ahead.
He asked me specifically because he knows BJ is one of my favorite fighters, which happens to be his too, but I think we can both answer this. He says that BJ has some of the best natural talent in MMA, and he feels like he could have reached his potential if he had just had better cardio. It's been a problem in his career, and, you know, that's one of the reasons why he lost last night, he thinks. And do you think it's a lack of coaching, his style, his training, work ethic, or is it just sometimes, like, guys just don't have good cardio, even if they're in shape? Like, is it... You know, they say the swimmer, what's his name? The guy.
Michael Phelps?
Yeah, they say he has, like, special blood because it pumps more oxygen or whatever. Yeah, BJ's just challenged oxygen-wise?
It could be, and his skills take him to a certain point, but there are certain people that are better athletes than the rest of the world, right. You know?
So
some people are just fucking freaks, right?
Yeah.
You have to be a freak, but you could be a good fighter because I don't think you've seen all the fucking super athletes get into MMA yet.
Yeah.
I think we're just starting to see that with maybe like a John Jones type of character, mm-hmm. where he could probably play some of the other sports that
easily,
you know, are the mainstream popular sports, like his brothers basketball. Are playing football, yeah. and whatnot. But now you're going to start seeing those guys in. So is BJ Penn, maybe he wasn't one of the gifted athletes as far as like, from a physical standpoint, but from a technical standpoint,
he's amazing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't there like some way you build different types of muscle too, depending on how mm-hmm. you train? Like, you know, like sprinters are usually big, whereas distance runners are skinny guys.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be.
And they're usually from Ethiopia for yeah. some reason. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're doing something everywhere. Right.
There's no roads. They just
fucking the rhino Siriuses.
Chasing, getting run down by like a hyenas and
maybe.
Shit.
Maybe that's out. What it is. Like, you got to run for your life. You yeah. want to stay alive. You run long and you run hard because the big cats blow their cardio out or they're too beefy, right?
Yep. Could be. I don't know.
So just saying.
That is a problem for BJ. So you think it's not training?
A little bit maybe on the okay. training side. Just because if you're always like the king of your castle,
mm-hmm.
I think you need to sometimes go outside of your comfort zone. I think he got comfortable at times in his world.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
Because we've seen him have good cardio, like against Diego Sanchez, Kenny Florian.
Yeah.
And I think he wasn't training with those guys, the Marinoviches?
Something.
Those guys.
Something with an M and yeah. ended in a vich.
Yeah. I think those are the two.
So the Manwich.
Manwich, yeah. Where they had that special kind of training. Maybe he does need to mix it up, but I don't know. He's so emotional. It's hard to. He's up and down.
Yeah, I just hate seeing him, like, after these losses. Just
it's demoralized.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's so. Like you're getting to that point where, I don't want to say to retire, it's tough. It's just tough to see these guys, all these guys are getting to that point. It's like we've seen them in the UFC for so long and so many years. These are guys that have helped build the sport, and now they're all getting past their prime. Like, fuck, I don't want to see this, but yeah. I know it's the natural progression.
It just happens.
And it's like the circle of life, Ingo.
The circle of life, like the song.
It's Lion King, all right?
New guys coming in are not at this level anymore. They're now here.
They're
and then the next
up.
Generation aren't here. They're going to start there, and it just keeps getting harder and harder to, you know, be competitive at the top level.
Yeah.
So, one thing to be said about him, we've talked about it before, he has fought in many different weight classes. He's not afraid of any fight. And, you know, whether he retires or continues to fight at 55 or 70 or heavyweight,
mm-hmm.
like you said, I'm sure he'll come every time to bring the fight. He could have quit in that third round.
He could have. Credit him for coming out and yep. just fucking going for it.
And he didn't. So good for him. A couple more questions
here. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so if, well, let's see. We never said who's next for Cerrone. Did you ever say that? Marcus Svensson wants to know who's next for Cerrone.
Well, Cerrone was saying he'll fight at 145, 155, 170. He doesn't give a shit. He just wants to stay active. Okay. So he's game for whatever you throw at him. He is the new Rich Franklin company man.
The journeyman.
Yes.
Does whatever he wants.
Or they want. As long as he can get a fight, he doesn't care.
Well, I like him. I like that he likes to fight.
Yes.
All right. Let me get you one more question.
Sure. I tell you, I should be burn machining right now.
The whole time?
Yeah. Like, how long can he burn it out?
I'm dead right now.
Be gassed. I haven't worked cardio in like a week.
All right. Freddie Perez wants to know if Dana said in a post-fight press conference that GSP came to him and was like, I want to kill this guy. I want to beat him senseless. I want to beat the shit out of Diaz. Give me that fight. Freddie would like to know if we think that that's the motivation that GSP needs to bring the best GSP we've ever seen to the
Well, I think what GSP needs, and I think what we saw, is he needs fear. I swear I saw fear in his
Seemed
eyes.
Like he was concerned.
Like, fuck, really? Like, I gotta do this? I gotta make this fight happen? But I think he rises to the occasion when that happens. Does he need that? Yes, I think he does at times.
He needs to be pushed. I want to see him pushed.
Because I know he didn't want to fight fucking Condit. There's no way he wanted that fight, but now he doesn't have to. And now he probably won't have to, because something's going to happen where Condit won't have to have that fight. Yeah. So. What was the original question? Did I answer it? I don't even fucking know.
Well, do you think it's the motivation that he needs? Do you think we're going to see him try to finish Diaz? Or is it going
to he's not going to try. He's going to just try to take him down and point fight him for five rounds.
But if it's cardio versus cardio, can he out-cardio the cardio machine?
Well, all he has to do is just stay on top of him and avoid subs.
Easier said than done. I mean, I would go as far as
to Diaz say, has got no takedown defense.
Diaz might have the best cardio in MMA. I can't name anybody.
It's probably close. Maybe between him and GSP.
Cain Velasquez is in the mix, maybe, too.
Yeah. Just keep it at welterweight. Who's better, GSP or Nick Diaz?
Cardio-wise?
I mean, you see GSP always do five rounds. You don't always see Nick do it because he finishes people. Yeah. So
but GSP be tough, takes, man. Like, no punishment ever, and Nick gets the shit kicked out of him, like we saw.
Yeah, and he's still able to carry his cardio. So maybe based on that, Diaz may have better cardio.
Yeah. Well, very good. That is all for the questions.
Oh, sweet. Cha-ching. Yeah, I got to piss so bad.
We're going to wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
If you have a question for the show, you can do so.
Where can they do that, Dingo? Email you at
fans@MMAnounce.com. I do check it. Check it. We both check it, but sometimes we don't check it.
So yeah.
You can do so on Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, Twatter. Check out our website. Visit early, visit often. Say hello in the forums. And that'll bring us to...
Yeah, subscribe on YouTube. Let's get that shit growing.
Subscribe on YouTube. Like I said, we have burn machines to give out. So, I don't know. I think a YouTube contest is in order.
I think so.
We need to get like 2,000 fans on YouTube.
I think our new instructor might have to dole those out. I'm not going to say who he is yet, but he's coming.
We have a new instructor.
Yeah.
The jiu-jitsu instructor.
Yeah, don't say anything else. That is it. Do you want some knowledge?
I do. Do you have any?
I do. I have a lot, but I think I'll go with this one. So, over the weekend, I'm at a Girl Scout thing, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's a, I don't know what you call it, it's a flag ceremony where they're retiring a flag.
Okay.
Or multiple flags, and there's probably like 100 people. And a bunch of Girl Scouts, and they're all in this big circle, and each of the girls is given like a piece of the flag. They have a campfire in the middle, and they're saying like whatever gibberish. All I hear is like blah blah blah, and a Girl Scout goes up with a piece of the flag and throws it in the fire.
So they burn this thing.
Yeah, they burn that motherfucker
piece by piece,
and it's like they're shooting free throws almost. And I'm just sitting there going, man, what happens if a girl misses? Like, is the crowd going to, like, boo her?
Boo!
Like, you suck! Boo! Airball! Airball! I just start laughing and crying because I'm just imagining the crowd getting all over this little girl. And I don't know. My mind is just somewhere else.
You are a twisted individual.
I am.
You're wishing pain on a 9-year-old.
No, I'm just saying, God, I hope they don't miss the shot. Don't miss the shot. Oh, she made it.
The pressure.
Oh, rimming. Jeez. Good. That was my basketball. Maybe it's because I'm so distraught over the NBA season being not happening. I have to take it out on little girls. Make the shot, you little bitch. Make it.
It's ridiculous. But
hey, that's what this show is. That's all I got. I'm just saying.
Is that the line between serious and ridiculous?
That was it. And I just crossed it.
Oh. Wow. You're pretty good. Every time it goes in the corner.
Well, it depends where I'm aiming for. This time was that little hole over there.
I'm going to cry if you ever hit the camera lens.
No, I usually aim that way.
That would suck. Right on the lens. Ching.
I'll just give you mine. I'm just like, here, let's trade. Well,
the lens is separate from the camera.
Well, how much does that cost? A lot?
It's expensive.
Money.
It's almost as much as the camera was. Because it's a wide-angle lens. If we didn't have this wide-angle lens, the camera would have to be
outside. We only have like one of us in here in the shot. Right. One shot.
Or we'd have to like sit.
An arm. That's all you got.
Yeah. That has been this week's edition of the show. My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith.
And if you're in the Girl Scouts, make sure you make your shots, because you don't want to have a crowd of angry people mobbing you.
That, and get me some gluten-free cookies, you fucking bitches.
You want gluten-free cookies?
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, Girl Scout cookies.
Someone's making that
happen. Betty Crocker's on board.
Who made those cookies?
I did.
Oh, they were fucking delicious. Betty Crocker.
I can bake sometimes.
Yeah, what kind of cookies are you baking?
I don't know.
Yeah, Betty exactly. Crocker. Betty Crocker was.
Edibles.
Nothing. Yummy. Shush. That's it.
Eat cookies.
It's over.
It's over. Adios.
All right. Thanks for playing.